Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Meseches Nedarim, Daf Yutes. The sugya Daf Yutes is about the inyan of Stam Nedarim Lahachma, the sugya that starts in Daf Yutes and obeys by the Mishnah. First, going to discuss in general the sugya of Stam Nedarim Lahachma, the Shak of the Tire of the Gemara Becholis, and then we'll get into Beprotius. Some prat them about the sugya. The Mishnah says he said, "Stam nedarim lahachmir." What's the case? The case is he used the lashon which is mishtamel l'treyampi. He used the lashon which could mean two things, an ambiguous lashon. The marshal, he said, "Arei like a basam aliyach." He said, "Arei like a yayin nesach." He said, "Arei like a cherim." And basam aliyach could mean carbon. Carbon is considered basam liach. You do malicha on a carbon. It can mean avay desire. They did malicha for avay desire also. Yain nesach can mean nesach of a carbon. Can mean a carbon, the nesachim and the carbon. Or it can mean yain nesach for avay desire. Cherim can mean cherim of bedek habayis. It can mean cherim of kehanim. All these things can mean one of two things. So the Mishnah says, if he had a specific havana, if he meant basam liach meaning a carbon, so that's at fos in a carbon. You say, a rei dover is alike a carbon. That's an ed. You bring matfis in a carbon. If he had a specific havana for avay desire, even though avay desire is asr, but it's a dover asr. We learned earlier, you need a dover, you need to be matfis in a dover another, not in a dover asr. You have to be matfis in eder in something which is asr, b'kdushas pet, not something which is asr in isatayr. So memela, if he meant avay desire, that's what he basa maliach yai nesach meant, the neder would not be chal. But let's say he said it's stam. What does it mean, stam? Taisa says, Shiniskavan stam l'mashaloshin mashma. He says, I had no specific intent when I said basam liach. I assumed you could use the word basam liach for carbon, and I didn't have any intent. Whatever basam liach means, whether it means carbon, whether it means avodah zarah, that's what I meant by it. Whatever it means. Now, it can mean either one. It can mean carbon, it can mean avodah zarah, it can mean either one. And he doesn't have any specific intent. Zak the Mishnah, Stam Nedarim Lahachme. And why is Stam Nedarim Lahachme? The Rosh explains, because Stam Neder Daiti Lesa Midalei Shasak. We assume he meant to ask him because he wasn't quiet. If he didn't want an Asa, he would have been quiet. So we assume he means the Issa Meshmois. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks Akasha, there's a Mishnah in Tyrus, Safak Nazirus Lahakal. What's the case of Safak Nazirus? Taisus tells us, the case of Safak Nazirus is, someone says Hareini Nazir on a, he says Hareini Nazir Shazeb Behema. If this is a Behema, I'll be a Nazir. It turns out it's a Kri. We have a Safak if it's a Chai or a Behema. Or he says Hareini Nazir, if this Kri as may occur, and when they come to go and measure if the Kri as may occur, we see that it was stolen or lost, and we don't know if it had may occur at the time that he said Hareini Nazir. So it's a Safak if his Nazirus is Chal or not. Or he says, Hareini Nazir, Shazeb Pliny. He sees someone from the distance. He tells his friend, I think it's Pliny, Hareini Nazir. Or he wants to argue with his friend. His friend thought it was Pliny. And he says, Hareini Nazir, Shazeb Pliny. If it's Pliny, I'll be a Nazir. It's not Pliny. And then the guy walked away and you have no idea who he was. So what's the halacha? Here's a Safik Nazirus is Lahakal. So the Gemara says, Shailif, Stam the Dharma is Lahachmer. What's a pshat the Safik Nazirus is Lahakal? It's a stira. So the Gemara, after a shakl of Italian, says the first Maskana de Keteretz, Harab Yehuda Harab Shimon, the Tanya, Hareini Nazir Meish B'Kri Azeh Meyek Kor, V'Holocha Matzah Shenigna V'Sha'ovid, Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Shimon Eiser. So Avin Nizir, he's going for Machlekes, Ebrin and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter, Rabbi Shimon says it's Aser. So our Mishnah will go like Rabbi Shimon. And what's the machlokes Shabud and Rav Shimon? The Gemara explains at this point, the machlokes is if it's mailinish nafshel sveiko or not. Does a person mean when he says the Tanai of Naziris, even on the tzad that it's a suffix? Is that guva part of his Tanai? So Taisus asks Akasha. He says, our Mishnah, it says suffix Naziris lahachmer, that's mashma, stam Naziris lahachmer, I mean, that's mashma that it's a din vadai. He's a neder vadai. He says, because the Mishnah says, Im Mishel Shemayim Nader Aser, Im Mishel Vereskhoven Nader Mutter, Im Stam Aser. Uses the same words, Im Mishel Shemayim Nader Aser, and Im Stam Aser. Just like when it says, Im Mishel Shemayim Nader, Aser means an Issa Vadai. meaning if he explained to us that he meant b'shal shemayim avada that's an isavadai. So hu din stam means the same isavadai. So you see that our Mishnah is asavadai. Mashen kain, by the case in Naziris, even according to Rab Shimon, he's asa misafik. Rab Shimon holds he's asa misafik. Like the Gemara is mavur, he has to be masna. What should he do now? He's an asa misafik. So Meli has to go and make another Naziris and say, if I already have a Naziris, then I'm not making a Naziris. But if I don't have a Naziris, then now I'm making a new Naziris Nadava. That's the only way he could manage the Naziris. So how could you compare the case of Stam Nadarim Lahachma, which there is the Vaday Yisr, to Safik Naziris? Even if Shimon never said it's Asa Vaday, if Shimon says it's Asa Misafik, Savaitit Shver, who is that Mishnah go like? If you holds it's Mutal Agamri, and if Shimon only holds it's Asa Misafik? So Taisus says that there's a chilek. By our Mishnah, there's no suffix. He means to make an ender. He used the lashon which is two mashmais in both Isser and Heter, but there's no suffix. So the din of Stam Nazir Liris the Hachma means that it's a neder vaday. But here, the neder can't be a neder vaday. He said a neder, he said a rainy nazir if the kriyas may occur. And we don't know if the kriyas may occur. We have a suffix. Can't be worse than a suffix. So he says, Fektaisis Ivazai, so what's a dim into Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon over here says that the ned is a suffix. We're talking about a suffix ned. Our Mishnah talking about a suffix ned. What's a dim? So Taisis says like this. Taisis says, why is Rav Shimon asset? Because even by a suffix, you go l'chumra. So Koshkin in the Mishnah, the neder is a vaday neder, he'll go basa the chaymer of the meshmais. Adkan, the words of Taisus here, Nafya Tesim and Aleph. But L'chaya, the whole lingin is Mechusabir. Taisus is Mazbel L'chaya, the two separate Shailas over here. Our Mishnah, he used the Lashon, which is Mishtamel Choyampi. It's not a Suffolk, it's a Suffolk. Amol you find that Chazalam is Suppig about a Lashon. Amol you find in Gemara is Chazalam is Suppig about a Mashmais of a Lashon. This is called a Sveikid Dina. Does the Lashon mean this or does the Lashon mean that? But that's a case of Suffolk. The Pshat is, it's a Sveikid Dina. There's one side the Lashon means this, and on that side it only means this. There's one side the Lashon means that, and on that side it only means that. Just Chazalim is Suffolk. What's the Lashon? Does the Lashon mean this? Does the Lashon mean that? I'm all you have such Lashonis. I'm all you have such Ibayis and Shas, or such Machlaikisin, when you have a Lashon. Mechai Gavna, Lamashal, is Iran in the third parak of Kedushin. The Gemara there discusses about Me'akshav Ulachash Leishim Yayim. When the Gemara calls it a Suffolk, it's a Suffolk Tanai, Suffolk Hazara. The Rashba says, even if someone says clearly, I meant Tanai, it doesn't matter. Chazalam is Suffolk. Does the Lashon mean Tanai or does the Lashon mean Hazara? Whatever you try to explain, that will be Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. If it means Tanai, then it means Tanai, whatever you thought. If it means Chazara, then it means Chazara, whatever you thought. Does state in the Rashba in the third parak of Kedusha in the beginning, Lagai B'Dishayla there, what does it mean, Me'akshav Ulachal Amin, where it means a Suffolk Tanai, Suffolk Chazara. But our Mishnah is not that way. Our Mishnah, Chazal, are not Mesupik if Basim Uliach means carbon or means Avaydah Zara. Then could be, it wouldn't be Naman Lefarish, Lefi the Rashba was saying. It could mean both. It has both Mashmaisin. It could mean both. It could mean carbon, it could mean avodah zarah. It's seivel both mashmaisin easily. Now the shaila in the Mishnah is, so is that enough to be a neder? So the Mishnah is clear. If he's mechaven to the lashon that says iser, then it's a neder. That lashon is a lashon neder. As long as he's mechaven to iser, we don't say it's not called a lashon neder because it's seivel mashmais of etner. No. The Baal, it's seivel mashmais of iser, and that's what he's mechaven for. So that would be a neder. If he's mechaven laheter, so then it won't be an ed. He's mechaven laheter, so then that's not what he meant. And then it's not an ed. But let's say he says stop. He says, I wasn't mechaven for anything in specific. I was mechaven for whatever the word means. So in that case, the Mishnah says that that's called the Lashon of Isser. That's a Lashon Isser. And like Taisa says, and like the Rush earlier was Mashma or so, that means it's a Vaday Isser. The Rambam's also mashma that way. The Rambam says it's Aser. In other cases, the Rambam says it's Aser Misafik, it's Aser Veinaleika, like we're going to explain. But in this case of the Mishnah of Stam Nedarim Lahachma, The Rambam Musa says a lashon of asur, which is mashma vaday asur. So in them steht a chiddush that even though the lashon could mean either way, and he had no specific kavana for isur, but he wanted a neder. In them steht that he wanted a neder, as long as he had no specific kavana either way, that the kavana is lisur. That's gufa. That gufa fatayches the lashon, that the lashon has the kavana of isur. That's the mashmaiz of isur. That's the Mishnah. But the Gemara Shaila of Savin Naziris Lahakal seems like a completely different Shaila. There he said, Hareini Nazir, if there's Meya Kri in this Kri. Chayris Kavana was, he wants to thank the Evishta, if he gave him Meya Kur, so then he'll be a Nazir for that. Or, like the other case, maybe he wanted to convince someone that he doesn't believe that there's Mayakur here. So he said, Ereini Nazir, if there's Mayakur, meaning I'm so sure there's not Mayakur, I'm willing to risk being a Nazir if there is. Either way, that's L'chaira, what the case was when he said, Ereini Nazir, if the Kvi is a Chai or a Behema. Also, L'chaira, that's what he means, that I hold it's a Chai, so I'm willing to risk the being a Nazir if it's a Behema. So what's the Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon? L'chayr the machloik, he says, how do we fetaych this t'nai? Do we say that as long as kamishmaya galya, there was meyakur in the kri, that gufa makes that he's a nazir, even if he never finds out about it? Or do we say, loy ma'ayil inish nafshe l'sveika, like the Gemara says? In other words, he assumed that it would be clear, one way or the other, and he was making himself a nazir on the assumption of the clarity. If it's going to be clear, if it's going to be nizbar that there is mayakur, then I'll be a nazir. But if it's not going to be nizbar, b'chai gav l'chaganish gezakt. So the chai, it's two completely different shaylas. What shaychas do they have to each other? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing in the case where a guy says hareini nazir on a certain zach, and that zach was never nizbar one way or the other. Rabbi Shimon says what he meant was, as long as kamishmaya galya, it is that particular zach, that's good enough, and that gufa makes him a nazir. Mashiach and Abiyuda holds no. He meant that it should be nizbar, lemayel nishnav shil esveika. But at Mishnah, he wanted it to be a neder. He didn't want it to be a neder. He used the lashon, which has two mashmayisim, a mashmayis of isser and a mashmayis of heter. And there the Mishnah says, Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer. This says that even if he had no specific kavana, thus alain that it kavana to make a neder, in them bleib the kavana for the mashmayis of iser. So b'kitzur, what's even the Gemara's shaila from Safek Naziris L'Hakol? What's the two? Why are these two sugi shayach b'chlal adadi? As I affect the Meftali Trub. Pshat, what's the pshat in the sugya? Now these kashas, I've heard from Meftali Trub. Sugya Meftali, this is the pshat. Says you look in the Ran, when the Ran explains, Loi ma'ayil inish nafshi l'sveika, the Ran says, Rabbi Yehuda matna mishun d'loi masik adaite d'lehevi nazir achi yisbar loi sheba'isik kri yimeyakur. He said, why did the Ran use this lashon, Loi masik adaite sh'lehevi nazir achi yisbar that there was Mayakri in the court. He should have said, Shalai Kivin Lias Nazir, Shaina writes a Lias Nazir, Achi Yizbar. What's the Asik Adaite? So the Vice Day Sipshad is like this. The reason why Le Ma'ailin is Nafshe L'Sveika is not because Fakert, he anticipates, what if it's a Safik? Oh, then I don't want to be a Nazir. I only want to be a Nazir if it's a Vaday. The opposite. He doesn't anticipate sveikus. A dibur is not koil l'safik. When there's two tzadim, if there's meyakur in the kri, I'll be a nazir. If there's not meyakur in the kri, I won't be a nazir. Rabbi Yehuda holds, a safik is not nichol in either of them. A safik is not bechlal. Unless you speak out safik lehedya, safik doesn't fit into the equation altogether. Reb Shimon holds ma'il in ishnafshe l'sveika. A suffix does fit. Even if it ends up a suffix, it's the same thing. A suffix means he's a suffix nazir. A safek means if Kamei Shmaya Galiyah was Meikur, he'd be a Nazir. And if not, he's not a Nazir. Rabbi Yudol's a safek doesn't exist. A safek's not Nichol in Yimashmois. When you say, Hareini Nazir, Meish Bekriza Meikur, safek is not part of the equation. Lemasaka Daite. It doesn't fit. It's not Nichol. Oibazai, Tainer Reb Naftali. The same thing with the word that has two mashmayis in, and you didn't have a specific havana. When you say the word basam liach, and your kavana is for whatever basam liach means, if basam liach does not have a definitive meaning, so then basam liach is meaningless. Basam liach doesn't mean anything. Even though you decided you want to make an eder, but you use the word that has no meaning. That's part of lem alanish narshil sveika. Essentially, when you say basam liach stam, when you say yayin nesach stam, or cheirim stam, and you say my kavan is whatever the lashon means, essentially what you mean to say is, if these words are a neder, then I mean a neder. And if these words don't mean neder, then I don't mean a neder. So if we have the svar of lem ailenish nafshel sveika, that svar tells you that if there is no beer what these words mean. These words could mean either way, and there is no beer what these words mean. So, kumtais, du hast gar nicht gesagt. Le'asik adait de sveka. The svekas are not nichol b'chlal. Only according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds ma'ilin ish nafshil sveka. Rabbi Shimon says, no. When I say if the kri has 100 kur, then I'm a nazir, that includes if I never find out about it. That doesn't only mean if it's in zbar that it has 100 kur. It means if Kamei Shmaya Galiyah has 100 kur. So even if we end up with two tzedakim, if it has 100 kur without any bir, but my neder is a neder. So granted there, the kavana was only if Itaka has 100 kur. So now that we never find out, he's going to be a Safik Nazir. Here, your kavana was to make a neder, like the Rosh says, Midloy Shasak. So as long as, when the Tumah Shmaisin, that also could be Nichlal, that also can be nichol in my kavanah, it also can be nichol in my dibur. So then, faket. So then we'll say that my kavanah was whatever it means. Well, it can mean two things. Okay, so even if it can mean two things, my kavanah is whatever it means. Oibazai. So that goof that you want to make a neder will tell us to be teifis the kavanah of iser. But it has to start from the fact that even if it can mean two things, when I say my kavanah is whatever it means, if it means two things, I'm also nachis to that. I'm also asik adaite, that even if it's not clear what it means, that's my kavana. If my kavana is only on clarity, so then, kumtais, echa gar nish gesagt, there is no mashmais to the words, because there's no clarity. And a person only means clarity according to Rabbi Yehuda. So mela, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can't say stam nedar on lahachme. Because the words of two mashmais and mele they mean, the mele according to Buddha, they're meaningless. That's gufa de pshat of the mele and ish nafshil l'sveiko. Then the Naftali Grad explains very geshmak Rambam. The Rambam over here says, stam nedarim l'hachmir, and he says, another stam areza asur. It's in Perek Beis, halacha zayin, legabi, the cases of the Mishnah. But much later in the Rambam, in Perek Tes, the Rambam discusses the din of nedarim halacha chaloshim b'nei adam. That when a person uses a lashon in a neder, you go bas a lashon b'nei adam. Now he said, let's say some people call it this and some people don't. Zok der Rambam, it's a safek nedarim. V'chol safek nedarim lahachmir, v'mavir ein aleika. And he says a case. Let's say you have a place where they use olive oil and sesame seed oil. And most of the people, when they say the word shemen, they mean olive oil. Shemen means olive oil. When they want to say sesame seed oil, they say specifically shemen shum shemen. Stam shemen is shemen zeis. But there are people in the town that even when they want to say sesame seed oil, they say shemen. They use the word shemen to mean either olive oil or sesame seed oil, like we do. We use oil in general, any type of oil, whether it's vegetable oil or that, we use the word oil. But in Chazal's time, shemen was generally used for shemen zeis. You have a place where most people would only say the word shemen stam on shemen zeis, and if they want to say specifically other oil, sesame seed oil, shemen shum shemen, they would say shemen shum shemen. But you have some people that use the word shemen for both. And this guy made a neder for shemen. He says, Shem and Asur alai. He says he's Asur on both olive oil and sesame seed oil. The ain't like al Shem and Shum Shemin, because it's a suffix. So, factor of Naphtali, how come by Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, where the case, like a case of a Mishnah of Yayim, of Basim Aliach, and Yayin Esach, and Chayim, and all these things, the Pshat is you say that Menastam it's Asur, and we say it's Asur Vadai. And over there, when he says Shemen, so there it's only Safik Asur. That's Vector Meftali. So Ender Meftali, Pshuta, he can answer Pashit. Then over here, the word that he used was the word which the whole Nether hinges on. It's the main point of the Nether. If this word doesn't mean Isur, it's not a Nether Bechlal. So there we have the Rosh's shtickel that Al Karchach he meant Isser, because if not, he would have been quiet. So Mele, we have a Chacha from his word that he meant Isser. That's Gufa teaches us to Fetaych what he said to mean Asser, even though he had no Mashmais either way. He had no idea. His Mashmais means whatever the word means, but he wanted another. So, in them state, that's going to fataychus kavana to mean the one that's going to make it a nether. Mashenk in here, either way, it's going to be a nether. The question is how much a nether is. We're not discussing what is being matvesin. We're discussing what's being usir. He said shemen, and the question is shemen shum shemen called shemen? Some people do call it shemen, some people don't. So in that case, we have no such meshmais. So we end up with a suffix, and the suffix is lechumra, but he's ain't a leika. But Ermeftali says, really, there's another pshat. I think Ermeftali seems to like this pshat much better. He says, in our case of the Mishnah, the word has two mashmoyesin. The word happens to have two mashmoyesin. It's not a suffix. The word has two mashmoyesin. It could mean either one. There, we make the suffix, the Dara Machma makes it a din vadai to mean the chamadik one. Mashenkein, in that case, there's some people that call shemen shum shemen shemen. There are other people that don't. It's not pshat the word shemen could include shemen shum shemen. Whatever the word could include would be nichel in the nether, and would be nichel in the nether b'teres vadeh, because he wasn't pierced. He said stam. It means anything that could be called shemen. The point is that there are people in the town that don't call it shemen b'chlal. So in our case, everyone in the town would use these words for both. Would use basim aliyach when they want to describe carbon. They would use basim aliyach when they want to describe avodah zarah. They would use the words for both. The question is, which one does he mean? He means something, it has to be something specific. There we have a right to say, lahachmeh b'teres vadai. Mashen came here, some people would call the shemen, some people would not call the shemen. And he is not from either group. You ask him, what do you call this? Do you call the shemen? He says, I have no idea. I don't usually refer to shemen shum shemen. I don't know if I would call the shemen. Okay, if he would tell us, I don't call the shemen, so that's perushim lahakel. If he would tell us, I do call it shemen, so that would be usir. The stam means he doesn't have a specific thing he calls it, but there's some people in town who do call it shemen, and most people do not. In that case, you can't just fataychus kavana. That case will inherently be a suffix. That's what he says. He wants to say, even in a case where Yivada means to make an eder, l'mashal, let's say some people in the town would call basim aliyach, would call karbanis basim aliyach, and some people would not. They would never call karbanis basim aliyach. He says, in that case, also holds it will be a suffix. When the word inherently has two mashmoyesin, there the kavana to be neder could turn it into that mashmoyes. When the world doesn't have two mashmais in, to some people it has this mashmais, to others it has that mashmais. That would inherently be a suffix word, where stam nadar al-mahachman would keep it as a suffix. That's a meftali shtickle. To answer the Rambam. But al-kabanim, once again, the chazar of Uber and meftali shtickle and now a sugya, the ik of art is that stam nadar al-mahachman, because the word has two mashmais in, you have to first come on to the inyan of ma'alanish nafshi l'sveika. You have to agree that a person is willing to be seivel sveikus in his words. The words could also include sveikus. Once it can include sveikus, it can include a word that's mishtam b'trei ampi, so then the kavana to be neder, the midah l'shasak, gives it the taich b'briris to be a neder. So that's why it's telling the machoikis and Huner Shimon, even though Huner Shimon are not discussing the mashmois of a particular word. Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon are discussing when someone says, Hareini Nazir Mesh Bekriza Meyakur, does he mean even by a suffix? But Rabbi Yehuda's Svari doesn't mean a suffix. Is the pshat that the words have to, the Mesh Bekriza Meyakur could only address Vaday, like Asik, like the Ram says, like Asik Adaite suffix. So Mamela, if that could only address Vaday, who would then the word Basam Liach could only be considered a word if it has a Vaday Mashmois, if it's Mishtamla Triambe, then Be'etzim wouldn't be considered a word Bechlal, and even his Kavana to Neder wouldn't make it a Neder. And now let's see the Sugya Mubu Pratis from the beginning. The Mishnah says, Stam Nadaram Lahachma Perushim Lahakal. So there are two Pirushim from the Rishonim, and what does it mean? Stam Nadaram Lahachma Perushim Lahakal. What exactly does the Mishnah mean? Rashi, the Mefarish brings both, and Taisus brings both, and the Shita Mekabetzis, the Rashi, but they all bring both Pirushim, the Ritva. And I don't think there's any nafkmina la'alacha between the two Pirushim. But the Pasha de Pirush that Rav Yishayim learn is that if you say the Ned is Stam, and you have no specific Kavana for either Mashmais, like we said before, you mean whatever the words mean, then you go la'achma, Pirushim, but if you have a specific Mashmais, then it's la'akal. And Kate said, "Amar re'like b'sarim liach kiyayin nesach." Im b'shel shemayim nadar also means if he explained afterwards that when he said b'sarim liach and yayin nesach, he meant carbon, then it's aser. Im b'shel averis kechavim nadar. If he explained afterwards he meant averis kechavim, then mutter. Vim stam aser. That's how Rav Yishayim learned. They all bring this other pshat that it means like this. Stam the Dorim Lahachmer, even when Pirushim Lahakal. In other words, even if he would have been Mefarish, you'd be able to have a Kula, if he said it Befarish. But if he didn't say it Befarish, then it's Lahachmer. And when it says, Ketzer, Amar Leik, Besam Liach, Kiyai Nesach, Im Bishal Shemayim Nada means if he spoke out Bishas the Neder, then he means Shal Shemayim, then it's Asir. Im Bishal Vareskechav Nada Mutter means if he spoke out Bishas the Neder, it means Vareskechav, then it's Mutter. If he didn't speak out either way. These are the two mahalchim, but I think it's clear that even if you hold that that's the pshat, it's not coming lafuke that if you said it's stam and you didn't say either way, then you can't be mefarish and it'll be asr no matter what your pirush is. Because the Mishnah says clearly, the next Mishnah, Nada b'cheirim v'oim l'nadartel b'cheirim l'shayam, b'karb v'am l'dartel b'karbana shal malachim, her'atzmi karb v'am l'dartel b'etzim shenachti l'lias neidabai, etc. In all these cases, it's mutter. So you see, it could be mefarish. So kolshken, you can mefarish to say that you meant basam l'icha v'vaydezayu k'dayma. Now the shal is what the Mishnah means. According to the other pshat in the Mishnah, if the pshat in the Mishnah is he was mefarish at b'shas and ed, then the Mishnah you didn't yet discuss what's the din if he tells us that the kavana was for the davar amutter. That we waited for the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is not discussing that. This Mishnah is saying that stam nedarim la'achma, when you don't specify either way, even though had you specified, it would be totally in your specification. But if you didn't specify him, stam is aser. But we're not. But the Mishnah doesn't discuss if you say what your kavan is. And the next Mishnah tells you that your kavana could also be mekel. Like I said, Rav Yishayim learned that already this Mishnah said this halacha, that even if you explain your kavana later, it's mutter. Now, the Ran is bothered by a problem. The way the Ran learned the Mishnah, that this Mishnah also is telling you that when you have kavana to the davra mutter, it's mutter. So why did the next Mishnah teach you the halacha that when he's not the becherim and he says leniskavanti al becherim mishalyam, or he's not the karbanis and he says I meant karbanis shalmalachim, etc. Why can't we use the same word cherim here? And he says cherim means cherim shalkehanim. Why don't we use? Why do we have need these new halachas? See, the Ran explains that. In our Mishnah, it's more pashit that he's neman when he says his kavanah was a davar amutter because there's an equal mashmais for heter and isser in our Mishnah. Mashain kain, the Mishnah there is telling you a chiddush that even when these mashmais are much less of a mashmais, these are a very awkward use of these words. It is a proper usage of these words, but it's much more strange. It's much more of a davar zar. So there the Ran says that's also a bigger chiddush. Then even in that case, the din is Purushan Lahakal. And Kol Shekhen in our Mishnah, where the Mashmais, it's an ambiguous, and the Mashmais each way is equal. And the Ran explains there's actually an afkamina la'alocha between the two cases. In our case, where the mashmois is equal, so then anyone is neman, and we don't have to be machmanim, and we don't give him any knas or anything. If he tells us, when he said chayim, it means chayim kahanim, when he says basim lech, it means avay dezari, it means the heter kavana, so he's neman, period. Mashenkin in that Mishnah, where there the Mishnais was saying an awkward usage, like he said the word chayim, but he meant a trap. A chayim means a net, a trap. Like Asher Mitzudis v'charamim. So there, that's an awkward use of the word chayim. Normally, chayim means a chayim, like Kadji Berekabayis, or chayim kayinim, and that. But he's using it to mean a trap, a net. That's an awkward usage, or he said karbanis. Normally, karbanis means a carbon you bring to Hashem. He says it means karbanis shamalachim. In other words, a sacrifice that you give to a king, a present, a bribe that you give to a king. That's normally not called a carbon, even though carbon could mean that. It fits into the mashmai salashim, but it's an awkward phraseology. Well, let's say he says, "Hare atzmi carbon. I myself am a carbon." But he says, I meant atzmi, meaning my bone, meaning a bone that I have, that when I say atzmi, I mean that bone, my bone. Well, he said, "Kainim ishti nenesli," that my wife shouldn't have an on. He says, I mean my first wife, that I already divorced her. So this, it is seivel that lashon, but lamais is an awkward usage, and therefore only talmud chacham b'neman ha'aretz is not neman, and he would have to be matined, like the gemara says there. That's how the Ran is mechalak. I see in Taisus though, Taisus here in Daf Yechesim Beis, I see in Lechayi's mashman to me a different chilek. The Ran's mashman, and whatever the mashmois is an equal mashmois, and even ha'aretz is neman, and we're not machman, we don't tell him to be matined. And if mashmois is a more likely mashmois for Isser, and the heter is a weaker mashmois, so then we're machman him. But in Taisus, see a different chilek. In Taisus, this Mishnah and that Mishnah are two separate things. In that Mishnah, his intention is to make a neder. That's what his intention was. Now use the word basa maliach, and let's say explain to us that his basa maliach meant avodah zarah. So that means he wasn't baki in Hilchas Adarim. He didn't know the halacha that you have to matvis bedavar another, not bedavar aser. And therefore, he used the davar aser. So he was matvis bedavar aser. So why should you be machmar in him? So the halacha is that it's mutter. We believe him that the word basim aliach that he's saying he meant was avodah zarah, and we're not machmar in him. In that Mishnah, he's being a wise guy. He wants us to think that he's making an eder. When he says chayrim, davazeke chayrim, and he says, I meant chayrim ashayam, I meant the net, that means he wasn't saying anything. He was saying what Taisus calls davar avai. So why was he saying it for? He was saying it because he wants us to think it's an eder. When he says, hare atzmi aser, and he says, I meant my bone, a bone that I happen to own, I call that atzmi, my bone. Obviously, atzmi normally means myself, and that's what he intended people to think he meant. Now, he's being a wise guy. He's lamaisa. He's trying that you should think it's a nether, but really it's not a nether. And suddenly he says, Ishti, and he says, no, I meant my first wife. I didn't mean this wife. Obviously, he wants the people to think, or his wife to think he meant his wife. So all these cases, the Talmud Chacham, we allow him to be mutter, but I'm Eretz, we want him, Shalina Kalas Beresh Menedarim. Because there, what he's telling us, what he meant was, he's telling us he meant something which Bechal has no mashmais altogether. He wasn't even trying to make an ender. He was stopped trying to fool us. There, we don't allow him, we don't let him off so easily. And our mission, he's trying to make an ender. He said basa maliach, and he thinks that basa maliach is good enough. Basa avay dezar is good enough. He explains that he thought basa maliach means basa avay dezar. Why shouldn't we believe him? It's a mistake, and it's an easy mistake to make. And we assume, we trust him that he's making the mistake, and he taka thought he could be matvis in a davar aser. And he can't. But in that Mishnah, he's not making a mistake. He stops saying Dvarim B'Teil, and he wants us to think it's a nether. That's why we're more machmanim. That's what I see from Taisus. Yeah, Al Kopanim. The Mishnah goes on. Harei Lai Kecheirim, Im Kecheirim Shul Shemayim Aser, Im Kecheirim Shul Kahanim Mutter, Vim Stam Aser. If Cheirim means the two things called Cheirim. Cheirim Bedek Abayis is called Cheirim, and Cheirim Kahanim, that you say something is a Cheirim, and you mechuyiv to give it to Kahanim, it blives a matnes kuna. The Rosh tells Bavarin that even Cheirim Kahanim is hektish until it gets to the Kayin, but they say it's not what he meant. When he says Cheirim Kahanim, he means after it gets to the Kayin, and then it's Mamish and Gantz and Chulin. So Mela, that would not be called a Dover another. So the Lacha Mishnah asks Akasha, There's a Gemara in Erichin Daf Chav Chesim Abayz, a Machlekes Tanon there. What's it do when someone says Stam, Harez Acherim? What does it mean? Does it become a Cherim for Bedek Abayz? Does it become Hektish? Or does it become Cherim Kanim? That it's Hektish now, they give it to Kanim, and then it becomes Chul and Gemurim. So Machlekes Tanon, the Rambam, in Hilchos Erichin, Perek Vav, I mean, Alacha Aleph, Paskins, that Cherim Stam goes to the Kahanim. So, fact the Lecha Mishnah. So, how can it be that when he's not the Becherim, we say Stam the Dorim Lahachman, he means Cherim the Bedek Abayis, the Rambam Paskin Stam Cherim was Kahanim. And Stam Cherim blived to Cherim Kahanim. So, has a shtim with this Mishnah? Or this Mishnah, maybe you could say, goes like the Tanon, that says Stam Cherim the Bedek Abayis. But the Rambam Paskin's like the Tana, it's Stam Cherim was Kahanim, and the Rambam still Paskin's like this Mishnah. That he's not the Becherim, Stam. You say that it's Ossi. You say that he means Bedek Abayis. Has a Shem, it's a Stira. So the Lecha Mishnah says that there's a Chilek if he says that something is Cherim, or he says something is Kecherim. Because he's Mazbah like this. He kind of says the Svar Azai. That when you say something is Cherim, that's going to be Chal no matter which one you mean. Whether you mean Cherim LeBedek Abayis, or you mean Cherim LeKahanim. It's going to be Chal either way. The Shal is what's going to be Chal. So there's a Halacha, there's a Machlaikis of Stam Cherom LeKahanim, Stam Cherom LeBedek Abayis. But either way, it's going to be Chal with Yudibur, it's going to be Chal Cherim. Mashenka, when you say something is K'Cherim, if you mean Cherim Kahanim, it's not Chal altogether. So there, since it's not like when you say something is Cherim, where even if you mean Cherim Kahanim, it's Chal, and it will go to the Kahanim. But if you say something is K'Cherim, so that thing is not a Cherim, you're being Matfis and Isser from Cherim. You can't be Matfis and Isser from Cherim Kahanim. Cherim Kahanim is not Osir. So Mela won't be Chal altogether. So there, the parish of Stam Nedarim Lahachma will say that you mean Cherim of Bedek Abayis. That misses the Karen Oira. He brings the Yerushalmi, the way he learns up the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi holds of the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha. The Yerushalmi holds Ein Echinami. The Yerushalmi holds our Mishnah holds that Stam Cherom LeBedek Abayis. If our Mishnah holds that Stam Cherom was Kahanim, it wouldn't be able to say that not as Stam, you would say he means Cherom LeBedek Abayis, because Stam Cherom was Kahanim. That's what Karen Ari brings. But he says the Gemara is not Mashmeh away. The Gemara doesn't say such a thing. Stam in the Bible argues on the Yerushalmi and holds, even if you hold that Stam Cherim is L'Kahanim, but still, that's how the Rambam Paskins, but still, when you say something is K'Cherim, you mean Bedek Abayis, and the Lecha Mishnah swears, because otherwise, you know, there won't be Chal B'Chlal. I saw in Shmuel Rizovsky a different swara. Why to be Mechalik between the case where he said Cherim, Stam, where he said that this thing should be Cherim, or when he's Matfis B'Cherim? Because the Gemara there in Erichin, the Ikkad Shiloh over there, where the Cherim means Cherim Kahanim or Cherim of Bedek Abayis, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. The Gemara says that it's Cherim Bedek Abayis because it's called Cherim is Kodesh Kadosh Shema Hashem, and then one says it's Cherim Kahanim because it says Kistei Cherim L'Kayin Tiyach Huzasai, that you learn that from Sukkim. Now normally, Midarim is Halachach HaLashim B'nei Adam. Normally it depends what the Kavan is, what the Lashim means, how people use that Lashim. What Shayach to learn that from Sukkim? And Zagdib Shuzovsky, it seems in the Gemara, that's not a Shailen Kavona. It's a Shailen, what's the din when someone makes a Cherim Stam? There's such a thing as making a Cherim Kahanim. There's such a thing as making a Cherim of Bedek Abayis. What's the thing when someone makes a Cherim Stam? A Cherim is a halachic term. When you say Cherim Stam, what is the halacha in that? And then could be even if he means Fakert, it doesn't matter. Cherim Stam means Kach Vakach. That's good for the taich of Cherim. So when you're making a neder, you're being matvis b'cherim, so that depends. It depends on your lashon. It depends what you meant. It depends what people talk. And darim halachach lashon b'nei adam. But when you're trying to make a Cherim, not k'cherim, you're trying to make a Cherim gufa, so that's a halachic term. That's whatever a Cherim is, that's what your words are. And you can't say you meant this, you meant that. People talk the way. It's like saying Erez Ayla. Ayla is a specific carbon. If let's say you say Erez Ayla, everyone calls the carbon Shlom and Ayla. Doesn't matter. Erez Ayla means an Ayla. The Torah says what an Ayla is, period. Doesn't matter what you meant. The Torah tells you what a cheirim is. When you say reiz a cheirim, but when you say this is kecheirim, so you're making an ender. You're making an ender. You matvis in a cheirim. So that's taka totally what you mean. Ad kedei kach, Reb Shmuzovsky is bothered by the lechem mishnah's kashen. In fact, the Karanari says Yishalmi holds that way. What's the shaychus when you say something's a cheirim, or when you say it's kecheirim? But he explains that maybe the pshat's like this: that whatever the cheirim stam is, which is a halachic term. Avanda, when you say kecheirim, pashas, that's what you mean. You mean whatever the halacha of cheirim stam is. So if cheirim stam is cheirim kehanim, and you say kecheirim, so mistama, you mean cheirim kehanim, mel mitzadet, it should be mutter. So that's why the Lecha Mishnah needs a svara, that since if you meant cheirim kehanim, kumdes wouldn't be an edda. So mitzadet, you would say that even though cheirim stam means cheirim kehanim, but you are karchet de min cheirim kehanim, because then it wouldn't be an edda b'chlal. Good, the Mishnah goes right up. Harele kemaser. Im kemaser behema nadar, if he meant maser behema aser, vim shal gayrin mutter, and im stam is aser. If he meant maser behema is a carbon, and memela, that would be aser. If he meant maser dogon is mutter. And the Rishayim explain that even if maser dogon is aser lazarim, and even the next case there, b'tshuma, which says if tshuma salishka, which is hektish, is aser, v'mshal gayrin, chumas agayrin is mutter, even though chumas agayrin is avada aser lezarim, it's only mutter for kahanim. But the Rishayim explain, and it's really the ikar sugya is already early on Daf Yud Beis, that chuma, or meiser, even like Reb Meir, that meiser rishin is aser lezarim, even if it's aser, it can't be called a davar another, either because it was aser before you started, so mele, you never made it aser, all you did was made everything else mutter, but you didn't make it aser. It was aser anyway because it was tevel. Or like the Ritva says, because chuma, you don't shaft the chuma. The chuma is there to begin with. The site of afrasha chuma is to mavar the chuma. It's really chumas mixed in before. The site the Asvin der Isis says it's the site of Yosef Engel. Al-Kabban and the Yishayim say it. It's pretty much a makar from the Yishayim here in the Darim, that really the chuma was there before. The Maisa was there before. You're just being mavar, being mafresh the chuma. You're just pointing out where the chuma is. You have a right to go and shtel avek that the chuma, which is mixed into the gayrin, becomes only in this place. But that's not a davar another because you didn't shaft the yisr. So male, if you're matfis by chuma's gayrin or maiser gayrin, that's called a davar asr. And the male, it won't be an eder. Marshengen, if you're matfis in the maiser behema, which is a carbon, a chuma salishka, which is kachim, so then it is an eder. Now, maiser behema, the Ran says the reason why it's a davar and aduhu is k'shei kairi la siri asiri. It's called a davar and aduhu when he calls the 10th one 10. That's why it's called a davar and aduhu. The Lashon and the Rosh is also that way. The Rosh says, im k'maisa behem and aduhu also dav a davar and aduhu should tzorech la'akdishai. You have to makdish it. V'ein maisa behem a'isar agarin k'maisa dagan. It's not the pshat that everything is aser until you mafrish the maisar and you just matter the rest. You have to makdish it. And Mimela, and it doesn't ask it all cool and gemurin until you makdish it, and only this one becomes kaddish. Now Taisus asks the kasha, "Vim taima le'asiri me'elav avakaddish." When you count the 10, the 10th one becomes kaddish by itself. Vim kein lav a davar another. So it's not a davar another. So Taisus says the boy avar is minyan. V'moya asar v'not lechet boy minyan ain't a kaddish. You have to count. You have to count. It doesn't work stam, even if you only have exactly 10 behemoths, one of them doesn't become a carbon. You have to count them. You have to say, this is 1, this is 2, this is 3, this is 4, this is 5, until you get to 10. Then the 10th one becomes a carbon. But Taisus is mashma, that when you count them, as soon as you count this one as the 10th one, then it already becomes a carbon by itself. The Rosh says, episode Sprach, that you have to be makdish it. The Ran also says you have to be kairi asiri. So as it's said, it sounds like a machlaikis yishainim. The Ran says a psalashin that it doesn't mean kaddish till you call it an asiri. The Rosh is a little bit more, it's not kaddish until you makdish it. And Taisa says, no, asiri me'elav is kaddish. Navas, you have to count it. The emphasis is a Mishnah klal like Taisa. The Mishnah says that if you call the kairi le chi asiri, ul asiri chiri, chi, ul achad asar asiri, shloshim mekadeshes, and Mishnah b'chayr is tef samacham and beis. That let's say you're counting them, and you accidentally call the 9th one 10, and you call the 10th one 9, and you call the 11th one 10, they're all kaddish. And the Gemara there is Mavur. The ones that you call 10 by mistake are Kaddish, they become Kedusha Shlamim. But the 10th one, you didn't call 10, you called it 9. And it's still Kaddish, because it happens to be 10th, and that has a Kedusha's nicer. So L'chay, it's a bit so shver, the Rishayim that say that you have to call a 10, or you have to Makdish it. L'chay, Tais is right. And Tais is saying that the reason why it's a Dover and another is because it came out the day that you counted the rest of them. It doesn't stam work the 10th one, it's only because you're counting, and this came out 10th, so that's why it's Kaddish. I saw a Baron Yafin, the Rishiv of Chevron, on his Hagayis on the Ridva, and the Chedusha Ridva here in the Darim. The Ridva also says this Lashon, that it's not Kaddish at Shikrenu Asiri. He has a whole big Arichas on it, Ayin Sham, it's not really our Sugya. What the Rishayim mean, that you have to call it Asiri, you have to Makdish it, when the Mishnah seems to say like Taisis, that even if it comes out by itself, it's Kaddish. The Mishnah goes weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Chuma Bihuda Asura, Begol Mutter. Stam Chuma Bihuda is like we said is Asa, because in Yehuda it could have two Mashmaisin, it could be Chuma Salishka, or it could be Chuma Zgayrin, Samela Stam Nadar Mahachma. But Begol is Mutter, She'ein An Shegol Makirin is Chuma Salishka. In Gol it's Mutter, because in Gol they don't know about Chuma Salishka. So when they say Chuma in Gol, they can't mean Chuma Salishka. No one calls Chuma Salishka Chuma, because they don't know about Chuma Salishka. So Mela, in Gol, they would have to mean Chuma's Garen, so even though Stam and Daram Lahachma, but he'll be Mutter. Stam Charam and Behudim Mutarim. Begol Asurim, She'ena and Shegol, Makir, Meskar, Mekehanim. So the Gemara explains this part of the mission is Reb Lezer Bet Tzadik. He holds it Stam and Daram, you don't say Lahachma. Stam and Daram is Lahakal. And that's why Stam Charam Behudim is Mutter, because in Yehuda they have both. Sai Chayrim of Kahanim and Sai Chayrim of Bedek Abayis, and he holds Stam Adorim as Lahakal, but Begol is going to be Asr, even though Stam Adorim is Lahakal. Shein Anshigol Makir Meskayim Mekanim, Anshigol don't know about Chayrim Mekanim, so when they say Chayrim, they can't mean Chayrim Mekanim, there's only one Mashmais, and therefore we'd have to be Machma. So in the Mishnah it's Mavur, that when the Lashon is two Mashmais, and it's totally in a Makam, if in a certain Makam the Lashon is only one Mashmais, then you have to go bus to the mashmais of that lashon and that makam. And the Rambam also brings this down. The Rambam Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, brings the holding of Stam and Daram Lahakam Purushan Lahakal, and he brings the Lagabe Basim Liach and Yain Nesach and Chayrim and Chuma, etc. And Maisa, just like the Mishnah. And then he says, A medvar mum a makam shemashma kolechem elu sham melu shem shnein yonis, that it's a place which has two mashmaisin. If let's say in this place they only call Chayim Bedek Abayis, so it has no Mashmais of Chayim Kayanim, so therefore it's Aser. And then he says, if this place they would only call Chayim Chayim Kayanim, then it'll be Mutav Chayim Kol Kayetzi B'zeh. Shein Holchem in the Dorm Lachaloshin Anshe Eisim Makam Beisiz Mat. The Dharam Gobas of the Lashon of the people of that particular place, of that particular time. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered, Bishleima, that the Rambam has to tell you a Chiddush, that when in that place they only have the Mashmais of Heter, that it's Mutter, that's important, because if it has two Mashmais in its Aser, Stam Adharam Lahachma. So the Rambam says, but if in this particular place it only has the Mashmais of Heter, so in this place it's going to be Mutter. And he learns that from the case of Stam Chuma Begol is Mutter, because they only have the Mashmais of Chuma's Gerin, they don't know about Chuma's Alishka. But why does the Rambam say the Halacha, that in the place where they only have the Mashmais of Isser, it's Aser, even if there's two Mashmais, it's Aser? The Rambam holds Stam Adorim Lahachma. What's the pshat in the Rambam? And for the case of Mishnah, Vaistai said the Rambam is not only going back on the din of Stam Adorim Lahachma, he's also going back on the din of Perushim Lahakal. That when you have two mashmaisin, then the halacha is menastam, it's aser. But if you explain heter, so then it's mutter. But when it only has one mashmais, a mashmais of iser, you can't explain the mashmais of heter, because in this place there is no mashmais of heter. All there is a mashmais of iser. So even a mashmais of heter wouldn't work. That's how the Beis Yosef learns, the Kesef Mishnah learns. Now the Torah also brings down such a halacha, and the Torah says a little differently than the Rambam. The Torah says this lashon: "Im roiv anshe amokim karen lebasim liach shalkach and basim liach stam uliyain neslach hashemayim yain neslach stam einenem." If rave of the people call Basa Maliach of Kachim, Basa Maliach, or Yain Neslach Shemaim, Yain Neslach, then he can't be Mefakish. And the Beis Yosef brings down this Rambam, and he says that two holds you go Basa rave of the place. You like Hashin Lemiyutav, because we pass him a Cholduch Tazlin and Basa rave. But there's a problem, because in some places in Ilchas Adam, we see, don't go Basa rave. He says, oh, Beis Yosef discuss it, the Taz, the Achreinim will discuss it. Al Kapanim over here, the Torah says you go Basarayv. If Rayv of the people have only one Mashmais, that makes that word only have that one Mashmais. So the Marib and Leiv and Simon Kuf Yud Beis, and also the Shach brings a Gaius Prisha with the same problem, they say, L'charetz Vei Shvei the Torah. The Rambam says a lashon of Stam. Stam can mean that everybody, not just Rayv. But the Torah says a lashon of Rayv. If Rayv people call Basam Liach L'shamayim, then you're not Nehemati Mefarish. So, fact the Prisha, fact the Marival, why is it even another Becherim? Why is it even another Becherim? Another Becherim, also the Ram, the Ran says it's a strange Meshmois. The another Becherim in Daf Chav, the mission of Daf Chav, he says, I meant Cherim Meshlayam. That's certainly a strange Meshmois. Pashtus, Cherim doesn't mean Cherim Meshlayam. Elamai, since it has this taich of Chayim Mishal Yam, that's good enough. So why wouldn't you say the same thing if Reiv Kul Basim Liach L'Shamayim? But why can he be Mefarish? No, I call Basim Liach Avei Dezer. What's the difference, Reiv? If nobody calls it that way, we can understand it. That's maybe what the Rambam means. Marival says that's what the Rambam means by Stam, that nobody calls it that way. But if it's only Reiv, what's the difference between Chayim Mishal Yam that you could be Mefarish your words and say, that you meant Chayim Mishlayam, even though that's an awkward Meshmais. So the guy's preacher wants to learn, that the Shach brings down, that the Torah only means that for an Amaretz, would need She'ela. A Talmud Chacham would be Neman. But it doesn't sound from the Torah the way the Beis Yosef certainly didn't learn that way. So the Shach says, at least I'm teaching the Shach this way, this is what I think the Shach means, a Parshat Teretz. By Chayim Mishlayam, everybody in this town calls a net a cherim. Everyone calls, cherim means a net. That's what it means. Snapshot, only some people would call a net a cherim. Everyone would call a net a cherim. The only thing is, when you say, harei dovazel like a cherim, the normal mashmoyis advarim, even without stam adorim lahachma, means cherim like a bedek abayis, or maybe cherim ekayinim, but means a cherim something that's aser. Because when you say this should be to me like a net, you're not saying anything. It's not saying narishkeit. But the word cherim could mean net in everyone's vocabulary. When he says, I atzmi aser, atzmi means my bone. Atzmi means my bone. It's just when you say atzmi aser, the parshat and mashmois of your words, you don't mean my bone, you mean myself. And the same thing with ishti. Ishti means my wife. It can mean my first wife. That's also my wife. It's just, that's not the mashmoyis of your words. That's the problem. So there you have a right to be mefarish. It fits into the words. It fits perfectly into the words. It's just that I'm aretz is not neman, because it's not that's even like the way the Ran said, it's a dov azar. It's a very strange mashmoyis. Pashas is not what you mean. But the words mean that. When the Torah says roif people, call basim liach dafka karbanis, they mean that in their vocabulary, basim liach only means karbanis. Avaydizar would not be called basim liach. Basim liach means salty meat, but it has to be referring to a specific salty meat. If in this town, avaydizar is not called salty meat. You say basim liach, no one thinks you mean avaydizar, because avaydizar is not called basim liach. It's not a euphemism, it's not an expression that's used for avaydizar in this town, for rave people. So rave people could be kaveya. So Mele Basim Liach doesn't mean Avei Dezara. You can't teach it Avei Dezara. Cherim Shliyam is a pshat, not the pshat that people don't call a Cherim Shliyam Cherim. They call a Cherim. It's just when you say Davazek a Cherim, Pashas, you don't mean Cherim Shliyam. But the word means Cherim Shliyam, the word means a net. Mashengim Basim Liach, Basim Liach doesn't mean Avei Dezara. It doesn't mean that. So if people use Basim Liach as an expression for Kachim, but not an expression for Avei Dezara, even if rave people, but for them, it has no such mashmais. Basim Liach does not mean Avei Dezara b'chlal. It's not an expression used for Avei Dezara. So merely you have no right to mefarish the way. That's how we understand the Pshat Neshach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.